Welcome back to Two Country Boys in Cali. Thank you, everybody, for who subscribes, listen to our YouTube and all of that good shit. So today we are having a best of albums so far, kind of trying to sound intelligent in 2020 type bullshit, the quarantine edition. I have two guests. I'm going to introduce the young lady first. I don't know if you want to go by your government, Miss St. Louis, or if you want to go by your St. Boogie.
How you guys? My name Saint. Is Ty St. Louis. They call me St. Boogie in the hood. And by the hood, I totally mean Twitter and Instagram.
Next, I have another country boy who grew up in the same residence that me and Quentin grew up in, Jackson, Tennessee. I would like to mention to him, he's also the light skin sensation himself.
Yeah, what up? Jay. Yeah, he gonna keep calling me Julius. Don't listen to him. My name is Jay. I don't know who he's talking about. He brings out that other stuff.
But then we got Quinn, my co-host. Wanna say what's up to everybody?
I'm here, man. Another show, man. Got my free day for my daughter, so I'm ready. I'm with it. Let's do this.
All right. Let's definitely do this. So we're going to start this off. Best albums of. I'm going to let. Who want to start first? I'm going to let Quinn start first. Quinn is going to top it off. So Quinn, going to top it off with your top best of albums, 10, 5, 38, whatever the fuck.
Okay. So I'm gonna go with my five that I don't think is really, because 2020 has been really kind of all over the place. So I gotta say, for me, it's all about waves and what I'm on and what I'm listening to. It's about me personally. So I've been on albums. For me, it's been that June Cardo, Larry June and Cardo is one of my joints. I've been on the Fabio Foreign. I put that up there. Gotta put possibly Pop Smoke in there. There's no particular order for me. What else, man? It's been like a strange year, bro.
As far as rap wise,
like, nobody really just stop nothing. Everybody just pumping. it's all about the waves, bro. Like, what you personally like, you know what I'm saying? Because nobody really drops in there. Everybody's like, bump. Of course, Freddie. I put their Freddie on there. And who's my luck? Another one would possibly be, I just put Pop Smoke, right? Did I say Pop Smoke? Put Pop Smoke.
You did.
Still in. Okay. Shoot, bro. He's been some trash out this year. I got to put the down. I definitely going to watch it. I got to put Moneybagg in there, too, so. That's just five of mine that's on the top of the dome. Like, kind of just put together, but like I said, 2020 business. Trash. Who's next? J-Net or?
I'll go next.
Okay, cool.
2020 hasn't been trash. You just don't remember 2020. Because Royce the 5'9 dropped an album in 2020. And, you know, that one gets honorable mention for me. I love Royce. I wouldn't say it's in my top five. It's a really, really good album. And I think it's a really, really good, just another testament to how, like, Royce the 5'9 is he's a technician when it comes to rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could listen to it and you could tell that, like, this is somebody who really puts a lot of thought into, actually, shit, yes, let's put that in my top five. Let's make that one number five. Because you can tell somebody that really puts a lot of thought into the construction of the song. But then this project, The Allegory, was also the first project that he produced himself. He produced all the songs on that project. So I think that gave it an extra little touch. So I'm going to say that's five. Code of the Fiend gets a vote from me because that stuck out to me. Out of all the shit that's happened this year, out of all the projects that I've probably listened to, like, if I try to sit here, I literally have a tab open on Genius of, like, the list of albums that have come out every month this year, because I don't remember half the shit that came out. But that one sticks out. He had a project that he did like back in February that was really good. I'm going to say Janae. Do we have to keep it a rap?
Nah, because I'm going to have R&B and other shit on there too.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
So I'm going to say Janae Aiko at 3. Her project was really good. I'm going to say, because it's kind of a cheat, I'm going to say the Dreamville Deluxe Edition at 2. Because I definitely still am listening to that. I don't even know that I've made it all the way through yet. And I'm going to say Colores by J Balvin at 1.
Yes.
Or maybe those two are tied at 1.
I ain't putting no Spanish music, but that J Balvin. Both J Balvin and...
Bad Bunny dropped this year, too.
Yeah, Bad Bunny dropped twice. Mm-hmm. He dropped twice.
Okay, well, take Dreamville out. I mean, it came out last year for real anyway, so, you know, take Dreamville out.
I do like Coda too. That was like an honorable mention for Coda. Coda, yeah, he was dope too.
You want to go, Jay?
Yep. Man, y'all make me feel bad. Y'all did 5. I got 10 of these joints.
Go ahead and do 10.
No order, but I got Division, Amusing Her Feelings. I got the Tiana album. I don't like that she got like 30 songs on their joint, but I mean, it's a lot of them that I'm feeling, but I don't like the, you know, extended version of the album. Jesse Reyes, that one. Yes. Run the Jewels. Quentin already mentioned Freddie, so Alfredo. West Side, Pray for Paris. Price of Tea in China. Allegory again, because you already mentioned that one. I had Bad Bunny on here, actually. And then 10, for me, personally, I actually love that Roddy Ricch album. So I'm going to have to go with that one.
Was that 19? I thought that was 19. Or was it?
Shit, man. Everybody been dropping deluxe. I think it was 19, but I think he dropped the deluxe edition. So shit, that shit count. Fuck it. Everybody dropped.
Okay, well, whatever. We'll go.
There you go. Fuck, I agree.
It was late.
Shit, we forgot all about Childish Gambino. And we forgot about J-Elec.
I forgot about Childish.
See? Do we forget about J-Electronica, or like, are y'all like off of it already?
I ain't feeling like that.
Okay.
Because
it was all right.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Because he was rapping like Makami. That's the reason why we didn't care. But, so.
I know nothing about that person that you mentioned.
I'm gonna send you some stuff. I'm sending you some stuff.
No. It's, I'm sure. I know it's in my. See, I'm everybody's default Haitian friend. It's on the list of things I want to talk to my therapist about, because whenever anybody comes across anything Haitian, they feel like they have to send it to me, and so I'll get the same link 10 times. And I'm a contrarian, so like once it's the fact that one person sent it probably already irks me. Once I've seen it like 7 times. Like that video of Makai Brooks talking about Haiti is the poorest country in the world, which it's not, and why it is, which he was wrong. And that shit got sent to me 10 times. So, yeah, somebody send me Makami's project. And, yeah, I'm sorry, Makami.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's because he was in, you know, well, he was living in Atlanta for a little bit. And I think that might be it. And then on top of it, you know, he speaks in Creole. So he speaks in Patois.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, so he'll be rapping. Like, that's why there's like Haitian Doom, because he'll be in English, then he'll throw some Spanish, then he'll throw some Haitian. But let me get to my list. So I will first of all say that, because I have a lot of the same names that Jay had. This is the year of Rock Marciano's Children. if you just want to be.
Oh my God.
I mean.
But, and that is a conversation to have it. And Taya probably, this is the year of Rob Marciano's Children. And then on top of that, it's like the year of like the R-Tour artists and shit. Because, like, you know, a lot of people aren't really dropping. So, but it's like that eclectic people going in from there. But I will go my top 10-ish. And I'm going to throw out some other names. So tied for top 10, I got Royce the 5'9", the Allegory. And then Todd, I really appreciated the Zero, Rohamed Ali album. Cleo Soul, Rose in the Dark was number 9. 8, Thundercat, It Is What It Is. Bodie James, Price of Tea of China with Alchemist. Baby Rose to Myself was 6.
Baby Rose was 2019.
Nah, it was 2020. Her album.
Oh, she did a new one.
Yeah, she did one this year.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, don't. You know what I'm saying? Don't. Because they.
Prepared, black man. My bad. I'm sorry.
And on top of that, you know, Island Def Jam, you know, they remixed a couple songs, do some new stuff after Issa Rae put some of her songs on Insecure. So I know it's 2020. Number 5 is Ayo. Good. West Side Gun, Pray for Paris. Number 4 was Nick Hakim, Will This Make Me Feel Good. I'm a really big Nick Hakim fan. Ever since I've
been. He's really good.
Number 3 was Run the Jewels 4. Number 2 was Tom Misch and Yusuf Days, What Kind of Music? And number 1 that I have so far this year was Alfredo, Freddie Gibbs, and Alchemist. Also, too, I would kind of say this is also the year of Alchemist because he's had Lulu with Conway the Machine. He has some songs on the J Electronica album. He's been got some other shit going in. I heard him and Rock Marciano got some probably a collaborative project eventually. Some other names I want to throw out: Kirby, Sis. It's an EP, but Kirby's from Memphis. I'm really proud to kind of see her finally get her little pop up, especially because she didn't do shit when she was on Rock Nation. You know, yeah, Rock Nation, y'all already know what's up. Knowledge album, KEX Knowledge, I want to say that, 1988.
Yeah, that knowledge album is fire, bro.
Yeah, the Problem album, Coffee and Kush, Volume 1. I really appreciate when, these are honorable mentions, I really appreciate when Problem works with Terrence Martin. If Problem would just do Terrence Martin music and not do all the ratchet shit, amazing talent. Shake album, Tame Impala album, the Mac Miller, Little Baby. I'm gonna mention him because, you know, he's learning how to rap and he's gotten significantly better over time than my term. Even though it's too many songs on the motherfucker.
Yeah, them long albums be killing me.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to mention this album, like, because I know it's good, but I don't know how to gauge it. The Fiona Apple album. I don't know how to gauge the motherfucker. I just. All my white friends and even black friends I know listen to that shit said it was good. So
you got to go back to and listen to the album from when black people listened to her kind of music, which was like 97, 98. Yeah, like, and when I say black people, like, I mean, obviously, like, people listen to all kinds of music. But, like, there was a time when, like, when VH1 used to play, you know, Erykah Badu right before Green Day or some shit. And so we all kind of got into a whole lot more things. Whereas now you have to really put the effort into going and finding those things. So you got to go back to that, like, whatever her 97, 98 album was, that's what they're all gauging it and comparing it to.
And I was listening to that because that's the reason why I'm like that shit like that. Like, Estero, like fucking Reese's first album. Like, that's the reason why I listen to all that shit, because my cousins and aunts used to have, on both sides of my family, used to have VH1 and MTV. So I'm like, that's the reason why I'm a hipster now. It's because of probably those two channels. Like, you said they would play, they had the little soul block, and then they was playing all the Maxwell and shit, and then they would play kind of like the artsy, kind of like, what was it, the Sony Work, you know, that's, remember, you're older than, so that Sony Work kind of like sound with the Estero and all of them, and then they would go a little bit of rap. Obviously, the Moneybagg, yo, I think should get some, because Quentin mentioned it, and then Logic, I heard Logic, I just threw it out, because this is the best. Even though I listened to it twice, that was the best Logic album I've heard since the debut album. Like, really? Logic, yes. Like,
and it's so good that it came out today, and you're gonna rank it over everything.
This is just honorable mention shit. This is honorable mention shit. Nah, it's not in my top 10. And then Starlito, Paternity Leave. These are just honorable mention names I want to throw out because we got people from all over to be listening. So I want to throw different shit out. Like, I want to make sure people are like, oh, well, all this, you know, this nerdy hipster shit y'all always be talking about and then shit like that. So I want to make sure I got a little bit of everything covered for everyone.
That's pretty much everything covered.
Can I throw out an honorable mention for Chloe and Halle?
Yeah.
Because I think that when they got those two girls and they first signed them, they were trying to figure out what to do with them. And honestly, it was almost like grown-ups liked them. They couldn't quite figure out how to sell them to adults. Because it was like, oh, look at these little girls singing these soul songs. They're cute. But they couldn't really get them to connect with their fan base, I don't think, with their age group. And I don't know if it was intentional, but them being on Black-ish, I think kind of helped either the girls to figure out who they were, who they are. Maybe it's just their natural growth, you know, because of the age that they are. But it also helped them to establish, I think, to establish a stronger identity. And then you see that through the music. And I think it's really, and I mean, it's good music anyway, but it's, I can see that it was, it's music that can connect with their fans and that can also grow with their fans.
Anybody got anything to add to that?
Another honorable mention. Go ahead, Quinn.
No, I said go ahead. You good?
Another one that I'll throw out there, Kehlani. I think that was actually a really decent album.
Kehlani, I got to listen to that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So Quinn had mentioned this thing on the call before, and I would like to allude to this because I think this is something to be conversation over like the next 13, 14 minutes that we're on. But he mentioned, like, he said a lot of the big artists aren't really kind of popping off. And I mentioned, like, this is the year of Rock Marciano. And I'm not sitting there just trying to be there. Like, all of his little disciples and shit, they have the upper middle class white to kind of like hood grimy-ish collective sound with, like, you hear West Side Pray for Paris, that little Richie. Those are the only really rappers that are real. And Royce is kind of aligned to that too, because he's kind of mentored those Griselda guys as well. And probably when everybody hear this, Benny the Butcher and his clique are going to drop their DJ Drama project on the 31st of July. So outside of all of those people, those have really been the only rappers to really drop. Nobody big has really dropped in significant. Do you think it's because of the COVID virus, or do you think it's because of this conversation? And Tay, you could probably allude to this too. I've been telling people over the last few years, and people don't believe it, that a lot of these rappers really aren't as big as people believe it. And I've always had Freddie Gibbs in my top five of our era because he has a legitimate true fan base. Like, he legitimately sells 30, 40,000 of actual physical copies. And you put the Drakes, you put the J. Cole's, you put a lot of those artists, they do not really, it's streaming. And the streaming is an illusion. There's been reports about the streaming farms. We don't really know how much a stream is worth, who is actually streaming, where to get all the raw data is at. But the artists that are selling all the vinyls and, you know, the combination merch packages and shit are really the only people that have been coming out. Quinn, you want to go on that?
Yeah, I was wondering about that, because it's like, it's all you get to purchase right now is, of course, the streaming thing, and you get, of course, the thing on wax. And like you said, with the Freddie thing, Freddie sells out. You know, Freddie does sell out every time. And like, you really, like I was telling you, like we were talking about before, like nobody I thought really dropped, like Jay, like we were talking about, you know, being back home, was talking about when Lil Baby dropped. Oh, he's the best. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. Remember when the baby dropped the little, when the conscious thing and the Black Lives Matter, all that stuff, mm-hmm. all that stuff was coming out. Everybody was on Lil Baby like a mug. So it's like, let me re-listen to this. And it's really like, it's all right. But that's what they listen to. That's all they see through social media and that. I feel like social media controls a lot of the stuff, especially where we from. They hear one little thing, and that's the wave they on. They ain't done nothing else that we're trying to throw at them or listen to this or check this out. So that's what I was trying to say. Like, as a big artist, of course they gonna get their hit, the Drake, the G's. No matter if it's trash or not, people gonna check it out regardless. As far as like classic albums, like Freddie dropped three classic joints this past three joints. So me trying to argue with that, it's like, okay, whatever. So that's what I had me and Ashley talking about before we got on. It was like, bro, like, you know, everybody got different tastes and different things that they like, and what region they're from is where they get hit first. And just basically, that was just my time on it. And I was wondering how, like, you feel like a little baby and stuff like that. Because we hear from a different ear, that we're exposed to different stuff now. You know what I'm saying? Some people just exposed to Lil Baby, Moneybagg, Yo Gotti. That's it. That's all they want to listen to. we throw something else in there, like West Side, something like that. Like, man, what do you want some other stuff? So you getting attacked from that. So I just that was just my opinion on that, man. What you think, Jay?
I've had that exact conversation with Ashton like 5 or 10 times. Like literally, yeah. Like people that we talk to all the time, like on Facebook or whatever, like I'll try to introduce them to something new and everybody just immediately shoots it down because it's like, bro, who you talking about? Like, what is that? Like, I tried to put everybody on Griselda when they first came out and well, not first came out, but a couple of years ago, I tried to put them on it and they literally were looking at me and talking about like, who is Benedict Butcher? Like, this sounds like a wrestler. Like, who is this dude? And like, I'm talking about like coming at me because like they didn't know about it. And I'm like, bro, like, I know what y'all like. I know what you've been listening to. Just hear me out. Mm-hmm. Take a listen. Give it a, nah. They ain't on it. It's like you said, man, like where we're from, people know what they know and that's pretty much it. Like they ain't trying to hear nothing else unless they hear it on the radio first. Like you'll try to tell them about it, but they ain't hearing it. Like radio and social media from people that they like know, it's like, all right, I hear it. Cool. Whatever. But just me coming in with somebody brand new and just be like, hey bro, give this a listen. Like I know what you like. I know what you listen to. Try this out. Like they ain't trying to hear that. And you know it. Like, I mean, me and Ashton had this conversation all the time. Like, I listen to him. I'll ask him plenty of times, like, hey, bro, who is somebody new that I need to listen to? If I'm at a workout, I'll be like, hey, bro, send me a playlist real quick. Like, I'm trying to hear stuff. Like, people that we know, though, like, they're real close-minded on what they're trying to hear and, like, new stuff. Like, they just ain't, feeling.
How are you guys defining big?
I mean,
I say big in the way it'll hit in rural areas. That's why I think big. Like it's that big that a rural area in West Tennessee is bumping it down the street. Like this is what you need to bump right here.
So two things towards your original point. One, I definitely know that when COVID hit, like when it got really serious and everywhere kind of locked down in March, nobody in the industry knew what to do, right? And so people were really trying to figure out, like, do we release new music? Do we hold it? Because if we release it, we can't tour to support it. We can't shoot videos, da, 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 da. So that definitely, I think, affected how certain people dropped. But I think that, so that's one part, right? Part two is that it's possible that we don't see it because the artists that speak to us had a harder time figuring it out than the younger artists because Uzi killed, Pop Smoke killed, crazy choice of words, but Juice WRLD just really broke like records. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the Billboard list every single week for the last at least 2-3 months, it's been a new streaming record. Jhené Aiko broke a R&B record that Beyonce had from Lemonade. Like she did numbers that hadn't been done since Lemonade. The Weeknd dropped, Future dropped, Party Next Door dropped. So, which brings me to part three or maybe four. We're home and people assume that being at home means we have less distractions. And so we should be able to see more of this shit. But we just really don't like none of the big music moments that have happened in 2019. It's been too much other shit going on for any of them to stick to us. You feel what I'm saying? Like the Weeknd's drop was a huge thing. Like he dropped that trailer and then he did like all these videos. He did all this press. But I'm not watching the Tonight Show from what's his name's house. I don't really want to see him doing a show from his house. It's crazy. Right. It's weird. It reminds me of how not normal everything is, right? So a lot of these artists have lost the things that would remind us that their projects are out or that would encourage us. Like if we were on the fence, that would push us over the fence to go listen to it. Like y'all talking about Freddie makes me go back and listen to Freddie. Not that I wouldn't, but and when I say y'all, I just mean people in general, right? Not that I wouldn't have listened to Freddie anyway, but I might have seen it while I was scrolling and forgot about it. Like he's not somebody that I'm going to natively go and seek out. But I've heard enough people say, Freddie, I've heard enough people talk about West Side Guns Project or whatever to go and go listen to it. But these artists are competing with so much other content and so much other media that we forget. Like it's actually been a whole bunch of big projects that dropped this year.
I think that honestly, like the bigger artists kind of don't care about streaming though. Like if we're talking about like a Kendrick, I really don't think he cares about streaming. I think for him, dropping is about like a moment. Like it's bigger than how many streams am I going to get? Like the younger artists, like Lil Uzi Vert and Meg and Lil Baby, like of course they care about their numbers. I really don't think Kendrick could care less. And right now, I just don't think like it's a time that he feels like is a good time and a good moment for him to drop his music. Like I said, the younger artists, like, yeah, people are in the, like, we at the house, we ain't got nothing else to do. Like, you gonna get your numbers by putting music out and it's gonna stream. I don't think people like Kendrick care. Like Drake, I don't know what Drake is waiting for because I know he cares about it. But when it comes to guys like Kendrick or possibly a J. Cole, it's like, I really don't think they care about the streaming numbers. So I don't know if the moment and like people killing and having numbers affects them at all. Like,
no,
I don't
no,
think
no. I'm not saying that they're motivated by people selling. I'm saying that we're saying no big albums have dropped, but in fact, a whole bunch of big music moments have happened. Gotcha. We just don't remember them because they're in the midst of, you know what I'm saying? Like nobody's talking about Jay Elec anymore, but it was a big deal. Even if it was a big deal because we waited all this time and you thought it sucked, it was a big deal. And in normal times, we'd still be having that conversation. But it happened, and then a month later, we were on George Floyd. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or like right, even Lil Baby dropping that video that, you know, brought everybody to his attention. Like, we're not really talking about it anymore because there's so many other things. That's the sense that I meant. But then, you know, shit, people might be unmotivated.
Yeah,
and Kendrick said he don't want to drop nothing because y'all don't appreciate nothing. You know what I mean? And I had a conversation with somebody when Kendrick made that statement. I had a conversation with someone about that idea of an artist retiring. We trying to hold everybody to that Jay-Z model. Jay-Z retired 7-8 albums in and then came back and gave us 4 more. But them 7-8 albums came over the course of like 7-8 years. Kendrick dropped Section 80 came out what, 2012?
2011.
Yeah. So Kendrick has given us 3 connected projects plus 1 more in the Wakanda project, if you want to give him that, in the same time that Jay-Z gave us 10 albums. You know what I'm saying? So if Kendrick says I'm retiring, or if Logic says I'm retiring, we like, oh, well, where's your catalog? Like, how can you already be done with it? But like it's already been, you know, because by the time he got to Section 80, he had already been out 3, 4, 5 years, right?
Yeah, and so, I think that is kind of a thing too, because it's like a lot of like we, like I'm saying, like you look at Jay-Z, and I also throw in him because he dropped 2 later this year. But people kind of Eminem, those 2 dropped a little later in life, like they were almost 30 years old when they were dropping their first debut album. So I think they're tend to be lingering on into their 40s is a little bit more natural versus, you know, some of the guys who, you know, like LL and Rakim, who were 16, 17 dropping albums, probably, and Kendrick was really young dropping his albums, don't want to kind of go in the same amount of time and just kind of just throwing
in. Get back to the thing. Okay. Yeah. As I was talking about what Jay was saying, like when Kendrick want to drop at a certain time, you can say the same thing with like him and D'Angelo dropped with the last time, with the last real big, like Police Killing. D'Angelo dropped what, Black Messiah, yeah. And then Kendrick dropped Pimp the Butterfly right after that. And I feel like he's probably, that's what people were thinking, like Kendrick's gonna drop something because it's the last time he dropped something.
Yeah.
When the last time this thing, big thing happened. And D'Angelo, you know, you heard D'Angelo from 2000. He dropped Black Messiah right during that time. So, you know, it's just timing, man. Timing's everything.
Yeah. And timing, like you said, definitely is the thing too. But like you said, like there are a lot of albums. I think the pandemic, because like you said, we forget that Lil Wayne dropped. We forget, you said, Eminem. Even though you're saying Yo Gotti dropped. A lot of these artists.
What was the F for?
I didn't forget, but I want to.
The Funeral, Lil Wayne album. So a lot of, like I said, a lot of these albums essentially dropped. And like you said, we're kind of running short of time. And it's like the pandemic is like messed up. I saw numbers that they saying that actually streaming, even though these numbers would be overall streaming, is kind of down too. And I think, like you said, more because too, and there was something else that kind of happened on the Billboard and just trying to drop, is that they said that they aren't going to do these bundles and kind of album sales as much anymore. So I think also a lot of artists are simply having a regroup because they can't do their same fucking format of dropping a Red Bull like fucking DJ Khaled was trying to do and count that as an album sale.
But, you know, so just if I can kind of expound on for those that, you know, don't make the connection automatically, the reason why the streaming numbers are down, if it's okay.
Yeah, I got
I'm making it really super quick. We forget that typically when you look at normal traffic on a streaming platform, we're also including every Starbucks that's open, every Old Navy that's open, every, you know, when there's four people in a household and three of those people go in separate directions on their commutes, that's three separate streams as opposed to one in the house. So that's kind of what made those numbers go down a little bit. I think that people also forget the impact of music discovery still to this day in person. You forget that people really do go to a store or to a club and Shazam something and decide to support an artist that way. Or, you know, your friend might drag you to a concert and or there's an opening act at a concert and you go and you buy the album that way as well. So, you know, those are all the obstacles that nobody's really thinking about when it comes to music marketing, because those things now happen so organically that nobody actually even puts effort into it anymore. Right. You drop a project, you go on tour. That's just what you do.
Yeah.
But nobody thought about those things consciously, and I don't think that people have thought about replacing those things now that they're no longer available to us.
And that's a good thing to kind of leave everybody on. But everyone, we are short of time. I appreciate Tay, Jay, and of course Quinnen and everyone.
Ty.
I'm terrible with my Ty.
Like chocolate Ty.
Yeah,
Ty Dolla.
I don't know why
that
I'm thinking
that one also. Yes.
Yeah. Ty. I know why I'm saying Tay, and it's because of tongue leaks. My bad. Ty. I know your name. It's I know your name. Good. I know your name. I'm just fucking up.
It happens to everybody. It's fine.
I'm fucking up because I'm saying your last name all proper and shit, and I'm fucking up your nickname. But anyway, we are out of time, a little over. But this will
that
be
country
up.
Just came at you.
Yeah, I know. The streaming, so all streaming platforms, YouTube, download, subscribe, support. This will be out, and we appreciate everyone. Have a good time. Everybody want to say bye separately.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Holla. So, we got to get you back on here. All
right. I'm down.
Let him go.
All right. Yeah. All righty. Peace. Holla.